De nuevo estoy aquí haciendo, y como no tengo muchos libros aquí, que estoy en Florida, que creo que les van a gustar muchos libros que hay aquí en Florida, les voy a leer totalmente todo lo de Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Y también visiten la compañía Dronax, mi propia compañía. Consiste en escogerte un dron para ti. No lo voy a comprar, ustedes lo tienen que comprar, pero les escojo porque en el mundo de drones hay billones, millones de drones. ¿Ok? Entonces, por favor, sí. Bueno, quizás si están en los Estados Unidos y me saben, como Gabriel Soliman, ustedes pueden comprar de mi compañía Dronax. Si no, esperen un poco de tiempo para que Dronax llegue a nivel internacional. Pero eso no va a llegar en días, eso va a llegar en un poco de tiempo. En unos cuantos meses, creo, se podrá hacer en internacional, pero primero tengo que sacar un número telefónico propio para Dronax, porque el que estoy usando ahora es el de mi mamá. Pero ya casi voy a checar. Ok. Bueno, que disfruten Dronax y este libro. Y también, como siempre les digo en el Sponsored Segment, pueden hacer dinero en Anchor, ¿sí? Bueno, que empiece el cuento, no vamos a desperdiciar más tiempo, es muy largo. Adiós. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Wrecking Ball, by Jeff Kinney. I've read that in ancient times they used to bury kings and pharaohs with all their possessions. Back then, I guess you could take your things with you into the afterlife. Well, if I get buried all with all my junk, I might really regret it later on. Mom's having me do a spring cleaning to get rid of the things I don't need. Well, that seems like a good idea to realize how much stuff I've actually got. I spent the whole morning going through my closet, and it's crazy how much it's packed in there, and it's not like it was organized or anything. I've basically been throwing things in my closet ever since we moved in. Digging through my closet was digging through my childhood. The further back I went, the further back in time it took me. Stuff near the front of the closet was all the junk I tossed over there for the past year, like homework assignments and comic books. But after I got those things out of the way, I've started to find stuff I forgot about. I found a model rocket I got for my 10th birthday and a costume that I wore for Halloween a few years ago. And there was a bunch of other things I didn't even know I still had. When I dug a little deeper, I found something I lost years ago. It was a blinder full of stickers that I collected in third grade. I used to be obsessed with stickers, especially the scratch and sniff kind. I collected all the good smells, like bubble gum and cotton candy, and that sort of thing. But I had the really gross ones, too. So when a kid on my street wanted to know what a giraffe poop or rotten meat float smelled like, they come to me. One of these days, I'm going to write my own autobiography. And it's going to include scratch and sniff stickers to mark all the different moments of my life. And that's when I realized I had stepped in dog poop. Scratch here! I kept digging my closet and found stuff from kindergarten, like a fish I made by tracing my hand on a piece of construction paper. I used to love doing arts and crafts back then, and if anyone tried to bully me about it, they get a face full of glitter. Whoosh! Cough, cough. Another project I found in my closet was a gift I made for my mom in preschool, but never gave it to her. It was a paper flower with a picture of my face in the middle, glued to a possum glow stick. That's when I made that thing. I put it in a little bit of clay pot filled with dirt, but it tripped on the front step when I got home that day, and that's why I never gave it to her. I was glad when I finally reached the back of my closet, to be honest, but I was a little disappointed too. When I was younger, I read this book about these kids who could visit a whole different world by going through their closets. And I always wondered if that might be able to do the same thing with mine. But I thought whoever lived on the other side might not be happy with me throwing all my junk over there for the past years. I told mom that I was done emptying my closet today. She said I needed to put everything into three piles. One to keep, one to donate, and one to throw away. But I figured if I had to let go of any of my junk, I might as well make some money out of it. Then I decided to have a yard sale. Mom said that was a great idea, so she gave me a magazine that has all sorts of tips for how to do it right. All the ideas in the magazine were corny and old-fashioned, though. One section was how to create a sign to get people to come to your yard sale, and all the examples showed were really boring. Cool stuff sale. Look, yard sale. This way. Yard sale, Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. I knew that if I wanted people actually show up at my yard sale, I needed to do something a little more eye-catching. So I whipped up a sign that I knew would do the trick. $100 bill found in the sidewalk. Please come to 12th Survey Street to claim your property. I made a few copies of my sign, and I headed out to post them around my neighborhood. But Mom stopped me before I got out there the front door. Mom made me snake signs that were more like the ones in the magazine. After I was finished, I stapled them to the telephone poles on my street. I held everything down from my bedroom and started setting it all out into plastic tables. Each table had its own category, like clothes and books and that kind of thing, but some stuff wasn't easy to categorize, so I got to get creative. I had a bunch of my grandparents' own little relatives and older relatives that I never even touched. So I put them all those things on one table. Great gift for your grandkids. I also put a bunch of birthday cards that were still in pretty good shape. So I used a whiteout to cover my name and set them out in their own table. Pre-written birthday cards, just add money. I put all the broken toys in another table and hoped little kids who couldn't read would come to the yard sale. Fun toys. You break it, you buy it. I stuffed all my random items, like marbles and a few pencil shells, into his tube socks and dumped them to a little table. I also created a table full of things to people had money to burn. Rare items, dearest files of buyers only. I put all my arts and crafts projects on their own table, just in case some kids need a gift for their parents but didn't want to put in the time. Quality arts and crafts. When I was finishing up, Mom came outside and checked out my art sale, and she seemed pretty impressed. But she said that I should hold on to the stuff I made myself, because that stuff is really special. I told Mom that if she wanted something, she could always buy it herself. So she offered me $3 for that paper flower that I made her in preschool. Mom Mom seemed pretty eager to have that thing, and I could see it was more than 3 bucks to her. I told Mom it was all hers for 10. I guess I pushed my luck, because she went out back inside without buying anything. We all waited for customers to show up. I started getting a little nervous. I realized all my stuff was just lying around in the open, and I had no way to stop people from stealing it. So I called my best friend, Rolly Jefferson, and asked him to come down to be my thief preventer officer. But Rolly said he was supposed to do something with his dad that this afternoon, so he couldn't help me with the yard sale. I told him if I promoted him to street information manager, he even got to wear a badge. Luckily, that did the trick. As Rolly got to my house, he started asking me for that badge. I could find my own firefighter costume, and that seemed to make him feel important. Rolly asked what he was supposed to do as the thief prevention manager, and I said mostly he needed to walk around and crack his knuckles to make sure nobody got any funny ideas. But Rolly wasn't paying attention to my instructions because he was distracted by a table that I had a bunch of birthday gifts he got me over the years. I'm pretty sure Rolly's mom picked out my presents, since they're all things that help you learn, and they were all in mint condition because I actually haven't opened any of them. I don't know what made Rolly matter. The fact that I was selling this stuff or the sign I put in the table. Gifts for nerds. Rolly said I couldn't sell those gifts because they were gifts. I told him they were mine, so I could do whatever I wanted with them. And we got into a big tug of war over this magnet fun set. That's when our first customer started to arrive. I told Rolly that we could argue about this later. For now, we needed to act like professionals. At first, a few people showed up, but after a while, more came. And when they started checking out my stuff, I went into sales mode. This craftsmanship in this porcupine is remarkable. One lady seemed interested in a collector's coin I got from my uncle, but she complained that it was dented. So I thought fast and told her the reason that it was dented was because it stopped a bullet in World War II. She didn't seem to believe me, though, because probably because the coin was dated last year. I spent a lot of time trying to close that deal, and I started worrying about people stealing behind my back. Unfortunately, my thief prevention manager was totally useless because he was busy playing with the magnet fun set. I told Rolly he started doing his job or he was going to get fired. He said it wasn't a real job anyway because he wasn't getting paid. I explained that I hadn't sold anything yet, so I had any money to pay him. So when he said he was leaving, I told him that he could pick out one item from any table and that could be his payment. Rolly seemed pretty excited about that idea, and I thought for sure that he chose the magnetophone set. But I headed straight to the rear items table instead. I explained that those things were for paying customers only, and that maybe he'd find interested in something from the fun toys table. But Rolly wouldn't budge. Eventually, he centered on the vampire bat shield, and I was okay with that because it's really just a broken umbrella. But now he was so worried about bats that he couldn't concentrate on his job. While Rolly was fooling around with his stupid umbrella, I saw a guy take out an action figure from the collectible stuff and put it in his pocket. But the only thing that the guy's pockets were some tissues and car keys. I was glad that I was staying alert though, because I headed off to a major disaster. A pickup truck pulled alongside the curb, and some guy from Werther Street started piling my stuff in the back. I asked him what he was doing, and he said that stuff, since tomorrow's trash day, he said stuff on the curb was for grabs. I didn't have time to explain the concept of a yard sale to this guy because you all of a sudden had a bigger problem to deal with. It started to rain and everyone was heading back to their cars. I was worried that I might never get this many people to come to my yard sale again, and I wanted to sell something to make all the effort worth it. So I went around and marked down the prices for every item. When it started really raining, and I knew I was going to have to do something drastic. I threw a bunch of boxes into boxes, and I offered even bigger discounts. But then it was too late anyway. All yours for $10. Everything in this box for $12. I knew that if I didn't get my stuff inside, it was all going to get ruined. So I asked Rolly to keep his umbrella over my most valuable items when I ran everything else into the garage. But really wasn't helping at all. He said his shift has just ended, so it's time for him to go home. So I was on my own. I tried carrying a box full of comic books in the garage, but now the box was soggy, so the bottom gave out. I took everything. It took me about 100 trips to get everything into the garage, but I probably shouldn't even bother because the more stuff was already ruined. I figured that I could still make one sale, though. I told Mom that paper first was all hers for $3. But unfortunately, she changed her mind. Wednesday. I'm actually glad nobody bought anything for the yard sale the other day. Because if I ever get famous, that stuff is going to be worth a lot more money than I was asking for. I feel pretty dumb if I sold one of my old homework items for 50 cents and then someone announced it later on for a few thousand dollars. Sold to the gentleman in the striped tie. One day they'll probably make my troubles home into one of those places, school visits and field trips. And if that happens, they're going to want to have all the authentic stuff I owned when growing up. That's the real thing. I'm not already famous. It's because you're a kid. They keep you busy with schoolwork and homework, so there's not a lot of time left over to make your name for yourself. But one of the ways a kid could actually get famous is by becoming a hero. My parents watch the news every night, and there's always a story about a kid saving someone from choking or something like that. The problem is, those kinds of opportunities don't come often, and believe me, I've tried to put myself in the right place for that sort of thing to happen. I got kind of tired of waiting, so I decided to try and create a situation where I was guaranteed to be a hero. If I figured if I saved someone from a dog attack, they'd put a statue of me and put it in the Tom Park, which would be pretty cool. Rolly explained he wasn't so sure about my idea when I explained it to him, but I said he'd be part of the statue if he too. He changed his tune. So I got some bacon out of the refrigerator and had Rolly stuff it in his pockets when we went around the neighborhood looking for dogs. We did attract some dogs, but they weren't the type I was looking for. Really got nervous about the dogs following us that he ate the uncooked bacon, which I heard is really bad for you. Told his parents what happened, so he took him to the doctor just to be sure.
Hola, de nuevo estoy aquí y vamos a hacer unas preguntitas y vamos después de esta pausa, ¿ok? Adiós. ¿Has querido ir a Anchor?
Bueno, Anchor. ¿Has escuchado podcast en Anchor?
Quizás sí, quizás no. Pero ¿sabes que puedes hacer un podcast en Anchor?
Sí.
Y hay anchor.com para que los que están empezando. Esto será un paso mundial para todos. Porque haces dinero. Puedes ir a anchor.com para empezar. Pero sí. Porque algunos no tienen la aplicación Anchor. Tú puedes hacer podcast desde lo más pequeño a lo más grande. Que junto a Anchor están un montón de podcasts. Y te lo prometo, serán muy divertidos. Si quieres hacerlo, visita anchor.com para empezar. Y cuando ya termines de empezar, va a Anchor. ¿Sí? Bueno, también hay un... Yo he empezado una compañía llamada DroneX. No tienes que hacer donación ni nada, pero estés atento en mi podcast para ver cuándo DroneX va a ser a nivel mundial con su propio número de teléfono telefónico. Y así todos podremos hacerlo. DroneX consiste en escogerte un dron, no comprarlo ni hacerlo. ¿Estás bien? Bueno, adiós. Y desde la aplicación de Anchor, que te metas aquí también para hacer tus propios podcasts. Gracias y adiós. Cuando Greg Heffley encontró cuántas cosas tenía, ¿qué decidió hacerla con sus cosas? Sí, dijiste empezar un yourself. Estás correcto. Muy bien. Si tú estás correcto, por favor. Si no estás correcto, no te preocupes. La siguiente vez quizás lo tienes correcto. Y tranquilo que si eres más pequeño que tercer grado, todavía tienes tiempo para aprender esto. ¿Ok? Porque comprensión de lectura es hasta se aprende en tercer grado. Muy bien. Bueno, para no quitarles más tiempo, adiós. Y los veo la siguiente vez. Adiós.